Shanti. Topic, and it was being asked in the morning that what you would like to share for the evening class. Although we know our food every day given by Baba is everything what we need for our spiritual progress. But at the same time, we know that throughout the day, we keep thinking in one or another way, whatever Baba speaks us, depending upon the circumstances which come in front of us, or depending upon the people whom we are interacting with. When you are alone, on your own, hardly you need to use so many points of Baba's knowledge. But the moment you are with variety kinds of people, at that time you start churning what Baba has told today and how I have to behave. And here is the question comes of perfection, that how much nicely we are able to cope up with all kinds of situations coming in our life. So it becomes like a race. So I had few thoughts when I thought about this topic. Race with grace and embrace the perfection. Because many time when Baba says, children, you have to race to the goal, to your destination, some of us think that we are racing amongst ourselves. But if we think deeply, in fact, our race is not with anyone else. We are racing together, that is, we are running together, but I am racing towards my own individual goal. Means you are not able to listen, yes? Mm-hmm. It's okay now? So our race is with our own selves. And our race begins when we commit with Baba. Baba, I am yours and I am going to be with you till the end of my life. And I become committed to all principles to the extent of 100%. That is called starting the race. If we have not accepted all Baba's Shrimad and principles for our life, and we keep certain margin, we make choices here and then, it means our race has not yet started. So race towards the goal, running towards the goal will begin when I, the soul, would accept each and every direction given by Baba to make me pure. So this is one particular unique aspect regarding this race. And another thing is, this is the highest race in the world, because people run 40 kilometers, 30 kilometers, 100 kilometers, or some another way of running, that is many circles, and they are running and running. But this is the race from my impure stage towards the original self. It's just one step. Because any moment I can emerge that original stage of the self and touch that, still I have to reach that in such a way that I don't again come back to my impure stage. Now what can happen, that sometime we experience our perfect stage in meditation or during very good churning, etc. But again, when we come in action, we feel that there is still margin. we lose our stage of peace and happiness, our enthusiasm. So therefore it is a unique race where distance is just this much from my present impure stage or the effort maker stage to the original stable stage. And this race is unique also in the sense that there is only one watchman. And all of us are running. There is not anyone who is out this court saying that my running is finished and I am watching you. No. All we who are called Brahmins, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, we are running and only one God is watching all of us. So this reminds us of very good aspect that we don't need to see anyone else who is running with us. Anyone's judgment who is running with us is not the evaluation for me. Watchman is one and he has not yet given the whistle that okay, stop and this is your number. No. This is another unique aspect of the race that we are all participants. No one is sitting apart. Everyone is making effort. Another unique thing regarding this race, spiritual race, is that we are all running using our intellect. So the whole wonder is in what stage is our intellect, that much we are able to race towards the destination. So when we realize this, we are able to think what preparation we need to do every day in order to move ahead in this race. What should be the stage of the intellect? Just like an athlete before running, what he would be doing with his legs. If he comes for running carrying two sacks at the back and says, okay, I am ready to race today with these two sacks, 10 kg on one side and 20 kg on another side, how he would look like. And at the same time, we find there is another one who is having chains on both the legs and he says, I have come to run. So therefore, by having in our mind that this, our Brahmin life, is the spiritual race towards my perfect stage, so then this race consciousness will make me careful enough regarding the stage of my intellect. If really I have to move ahead, I can't allow my intellect to be heavy. I can't allow my intellect to carry the burden. And when I forget that I am in race, I will be spending so many days with one or another thought, which is like a burden, and not allowing me to experience the progress in the percentage of the peace, happiness and power. So therefore, the race consciousness means I check every day the stage of my intellect, the leg with which I have to move forward. Is there any waste thought or the thoughts about past disturbing me today? Any kind of past is like a sack. It's like a burden. If we open that, it becomes waste. Because whatever is the past, is past. It's going to be repeated only after 5,000 years. And past of my own self, that can be in the form of our own mistakes, or that can be in the form of the sanskars, or the nature, or behavior of others towards me, Or many times, one past is very particular, that's the past of how we used to live in the world, our past culture. Now, when I come for a race, I generally don't say that, please, I run like that. No, I have to run in the way that is universally accepted for all the runners. I can't create my own way of running. That is the race consciousness. I can't say, you see, I am used to of running like that. 10 steps ahead and 4 steps back. No, this is my culture. That won't be accepted. So this is also past. So when we put ourselves on this track, then the way should be one, the way of living should be one. Means the beliefs for our life, how we have to behave, how we have to deal with different situations, how we have to interact with others, that is the Brahmin way. If we have not accepted that fully, we are not racing, we are not running, we are just out this race. So once for all, I have to ask myself, am I outside the race or am I running on my own track? I can't create my own track. That will be the sideway, and through that I am not going to get any medal. Maybe I am running very fast, but I have my own personal track. So race consciousness means no personal way. No, my own thinking, which generally we listen in Murli by the name Man Mat. Another thing which comes in our life easily when we have the race consciousness is that I can't move ahead without enthusiasm in my life. Moving is one thing, and when you have to run within a time period, limited time period, and destination is visible, there has to be enthusiasm in the heart. I have chosen to be here. If someone puts me and brings me from somewhere and puts me on the track, since everyone is running, you also run, that's not going to be the race with grace. As if I am being made to run. So I can live this life gracefully when I have made it my life choice. I have decided once for all that I am here because I want to be here. It is because I have seen Baba, I have understood Baba, and Baba has put me on this track. Until the last breath of my life, I am in front of Him. That enthusiasm is going to take me till last point. One more thing comes easily when I have the race consciousness, or I try to understand that, is that it's not just simply straight path, but it's a path full of hurdles. And hurdles also for the sake of seeing my inner potential. The soul, the seed, is not visible. We are all souls. Soul anyway is not visible. But what is hidden in the soul will be opened through these obstacles. Who is who? We are all souls, it is right. But when we run, it is visible. Who is who? As Supreme Soul is Supreme Soul, but when He comes down and speaks, we know who is who, who is God. Similarly, each and every day, actions done in the consciousness that whatever situation and circumstance coming is in order to make me know who am I, in order to make others know who am I. And it is like the sport, not the hurdle to stop me. Raised consciousness will help me to conquer so many fears which come when I see variety kinds of the negative thoughts coming in my mind, sometime of attachment, sometime of ego, sometime of anger, sometime of hatred. I have to cross them. They are not there to burn me. If some of you have seen the Indian, that is that the course book in India, which has the picture and explanation, Raj Yoga course book, and the last page of this book has this picture that Raj Yoga is the hurdle race. Yes, it's not an illustration, but it is in that book of exhibition, Hindi Raj Yoga course book, which has all these pictures of soul, cycle. It was made at the time of Sakar Baba, this picture was made. And you must see that. And it's very good. And it helps us to understand that these obstacles are there not to burn me, not to hurt me. But these are there so that I can cross them and get the medal. Because without crossing the hurdle, I will not be called as the participant of this race. So they are to come. If they come, it proves I am on the right track. The first obstacle or the hurdle in this race is shown there as, you know, the fire circle of the lust. I think it's fire. No. It's like the thorn bed. Thorn bed. And like lust. So it's not that first the hurdle of lust is standing, and then the hurdle of anger is standing, and then the hurdle of attachment is standing. No. In fact, all these hurdles comes in our life once for all. If we cross them fully, that is, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to give just one jump. Just one jump. If they are coming again and again, it means till now I was watching them, I was not crossing them. If I will cross them, they will finish. That is the message from that picture. That you see the hurdle of the lust just once, and then the hurdle of the anger, then hurdle of the attachment. That is, we are not tested again and again. We are just tested once. And if we didn't accept that test, and if we didn't pass that test will be taken again. That is, I will again have to give that test in order to reach to my destination. And when we are in race consciousness, we are able to understand that each and everyone is running here with his own legs. And each and everyone is going to be winner in this race. There are no losers in the spiritual context. Yes, when there is a physical context regarding certain things of the physical life, then there can be winners or losers. But here, all are going to be the winners. Those who enter the race. Those who don't enter the race, they are anyway losers. That is, they don't start it, so they don't end up anywhere. That is what sometime Baba says, the subjects category. But if I am in the race, that is, I have accepted, I will not break any of Baba's Srimad, how hard it will be, then we are all going to be winners, that is, we are all going to get gold medal. We are all going to be in the golden age. So therefore, this makes me to realize that there is no need to hit anyone or to have any cut shorts. I can't, you know, jump from one line and come to another and say, I have finished my distance. No. The graceful Brahmin life means there are no hits, no hitting with others, no race. It sometimes Baba says you should race, but you should not have any race with anyone. That try to hit someone so that that one cannot go ahead and I can go ahead. And hitting, the thoughts of hitting comes when I watch others. It means I have stopped running myself. So this is what means the intellect is again clinging, is deviating from the destination. So the simplest way to keep, to have smooth running, to have peaceful and royal movement in this Brahmin life is not to see where who is going and how who is running and how much another one is falling and how much obstacle another one is crossing. Sometimes we think that we learn from the experience of others, but God has the full plan in order to give us all kinds of experiences. If we be with Him, He will give us all experiences. We need not to stop and see whether that one is still in knowledge and why that one is going ahead. I am doing so much, but I am not able to go ahead. No. And cut shorts. When I am in the race consciousness, I never try to speed up my path by jumping, by, you know, missing, by removing certain important rules from this Brahmin life. For example, some task is to be done and I understand if it will be done in this way, everything will be perfect and there will be good success. But there is someone who is senior. There is someone who is instrument. There is someone who is responsible. That is, I am not alone. I have this thought that through this I can run fast. That is, if this task will be done, I can progress very nicely. But if I implement that idea by cutting short that method set up by Baba, I will never reach to my goal. I will not be accepted as the participant, as the legal participant of the race. No matter how much time it takes place, but the method should be only given by Baba. Sometime when we listen that we have someone has come in knowledge and is doing service already 50 years, 60 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I am just here 5 years, 10 years, and Baba says we have to do a lot of service, then there is desire that, let's keep on doing and doing and doing. So many things and ideas keep coming in our mind. But there is a method for that. Any kind of thought connected to service has a relation with many. And unless it is not finalized through that channel, it can't be service. And when we have to finalize that through that particular channel, a lot of time goes. But that time is within that plan. That is, that task should take place only at that time. I cannot have any cut shots. I cannot jump. So, in our Brahmin life, in our each and every action and relation, the importance and priority is to how we move. It has to be according to the spiritual rules. It has to be according to the moral code of conduct. How much fast we are, that's not so much important. How I move. If I am hitting and cutting, this is not the spiritual race. So the grace is in, that is, I just keep focus on this awareness that Baba has already cleared my path. Baba has already, in Baba's watch, the time is already there when I will be reaching to my destination. I need not see anyone. I need not hurry. The only thing is I have to move as Baba is seeing me very simply and clearly in the Murli. Hear of that. Just recently we were having the program of sportsmen for sportsmen in Russia. And there were many those who were winner in Olympic Games. They were gold medalists also. They came to Baba's house. Few of them were telling their experience. And one of them was, he was contesting for, you know, the longest race, longest run in Olympics, but he couldn't get the gold medal. He was given the silver medal. The reason was that the fellow running by his side fell down. And he had wasted or he had spent few extra seconds, because by the time he made him stood up again and put again on the legs, and he was already late and he lost the gold medal. But when he came back to Russia, he was honored by all organization and he was honored by the government because of that spirit of human being. So was he winner or loser? Winner. So when we see that, I know that the race is not that I have to get any medal, but race is again how I move and how I interact with others. So renunciation and keeping others ahead makes a very big role here. Others ahead does not mean I stop and say, okay, you go ahead. But even taking others with me, those who are not able to understand their value, to help them to have enthusiasm and happiness by becoming a good example, by seeing any situation in such a way that makes others question about the service, Baba, seniors, or the Yagya, means creating hurdles in front of others. And it is also not a graceful behavior for a runner. But to run in such a way, to live in such a way, so that others feel quite enthusiastic, seeing that code of conduct of my life, seeing that behavior. Yes, it can be said that if you renounce the desire of your name and cooperate, you will be powerful, so that they can see through that example. And finally, when we speak about the race through intellect, then one of the quality which easily comes in our life when we remember this, that we are all together, we are able to make the path of others free from all kinds of shaking. What does this mean? Because there are many who join this race long time after we have already come. And if we are those who are here for a long time, you know, tired, unhappy, hopeless, would anyone else like to join? Decide that I also have to live such a life? So we are here, but how gracefully, how happily, how powerfully, how much with our own courage we are here, that would bring many others participate in this game. Just recently in the retreat, maybe many of you know that there was international retreat and guests came from more than 55 countries. One of them was the scientist, you know, the Russia group, one of them was scientist who is given the duty by the Russian Academy of Science to write the history of the scientist who experienced the torturing during 70 years of communism in Russia. So he was given this duty because science there is quite advanced, and they know that whatever is possible to have in the field of science, they have, but there is no spirituality. So while he was writing the history and meeting to the relatives and friends of those scientists, those who are still alive, he came to the conclusion that whatever we are getting from India. And what wonder was that each and every scientist, when he studied their life history, was impressed by any one Indian, spiritual person, not any, but from their spiritual quality. Some of them was impressed studying the book of some of the philosopher from India. And people didn't know at that time because Russia was totally closed. There was the Iron Curtain. No books were coming and going. No people were coming and going. So he was shocked to know about that. Perfectly, absolutely, each and every scientist got some inspiration at some moment of his life from the spirituality of India. So then he finished his book 2 months before. And at that time, he had a lot of desire to know about India when he got our invitation. And he understood that God has given him the gift. And when he came to Baba's place, to Baba's center, what he understood, the moment he saw other brothers and sisters there, he asked one question, are they Russian? Are they Russian? They are all Russian only. But how they were behaving and how they looked like, they were no more Russian. They were souls. They were like Baba's children. Because when he entered, everyone was smiling. And anyone hardly smiles in Russia. And everyone was asking that where you have to go, for what you have to come. That is, they were taking care of the person, and hardly anyone does this. If you just go on the road, they would not try to see at you. Absolutely. So he asked, are they Russians? So here is our victory. That when we race, we are Russians, Americans, Indians, Africans. But while racing, there should be complete metamorphosis. when we began, we all were in a different stage. But when half of the race has, because perfect stage for everyone has the same definition, 100% peace, 100% purity, 100% happiness, 100% bliss, everything 100%. The light and the strength of the perfection is different for everyone, but it is still full of all positive qualities. Fulfillment is different for everyone, but it is complete for everyone. So when we have crossed that much time, at least, you know, few years, we should look same, we should look like same. Because if we are coming close to that same goal, which has only one definition, our drishti, our faces, our smiles, our vibrations. So in this case, so this is called racing, but very soon I feel I am embracing also, which Baba says that you will put the garland around the neck of the Lakshmi. No, it is translated in a very different way. Sometimes it is quite wrong. It is not that which is in Baba's Murli, but still it can be understood. It means that we embrace our own Lakshmi stage. It means we embrace our own Narayan stage. So it's not that I am just racing and racing, I am living and living, but have I started embracing? So this is how we have to check when we come to Madhuban. We are able to see that so many Baba's children from different corners of the world. And not only we have to see Lakshmi Narayan at present, but we have to see all those who see themselves Brahmin, they look like as if they have emerged from the same floppy, from the same clay, from the same model. That would be the time when everyone would say, yes, these are the children of the God. God will be revealed when we have embraced our perfect stage, moving gracefully like this. And one small thing, and this comes as that while living this life of high principles, an important feature for all of us is our atmosphere or the attitude or my own personal feeling for my own self, which in different languages and expressions is called as vibrations or energy. My own vibrations and my own energies should be of the kind that I become the healer for the self. I become the energizer for the self. I become protector of the self. I become the one who gives happiness to the self. The same scientist who was speaking about this and came to Madhuban, he also at the same time has developed an instrument which is able to see the effect of, you know, what is called that vibrations on the element. But he particularly researched on water, because this was the year of International Year of Water declared by United Nations. So he, throughout the year, with that marvelous instrument, which he says that is only one of its kind, and he has invented that instrument, he checked more than 50 persons with different natures, that is, with different attitude. someone with anger, someone with happiness, some children, etc. And he was able to make certain slides which show that the same water lying in front of you or by your side, like this glass of water, and once you go, he takes that water and puts under that. It's quite super fine, like microscope, if we say. And he gets the slide and the molecular structure of the water, the same drop of the water from the same glass, is different for everyone. And in case of the people, those who were positive, it gave the flower-like structure, some of the flower-like structure. And in case of those who had negative, it was unclear, like thorns emerging and hodgepodge. So he could prove through that the mind or the thoughts have a direct effect on whatever we have around us, the nature. So if we are all coming close to our destination, then if we are in that race consciousness that I am running and I am coming close, our complaint of that this thing is wrong and this thing is impure, this one is like that, would finish, because I have become transformer. I have accumulated enough to create the impact. And till the complaints are there, or till I try to cut off from the people or the environment or from the circumstances which are challenging for me, it means that race is not going on. So therefore, while we sit down in Baba's remembrance at Amrit Vela, it becomes necessary to see these aspects of transformation in us, because we are runners and we all want to come close to the perfection. Question is out of track. That is, in fact, we were talking about our race, but of course, brother feels interested in, knowing more about when that scientist came to the center and saw so many brothers and sisters and couldn't understand whether they are Russian or anyone else. So what was the answer? So what do you think, what was the answer? What could be the answer? Transformation. That is, they are Russians. It's not that we say we are not Russian. They are Russians, but their consciousness is different. Now, they think and see at you differently. Physically, nothing changes. But everything, how we behave and see and look and decide, that changes. And of course, if I tell you further, you will have another interest, and that will be a totally different topic. But just one small thing, that he started listening the course, and of course he came to retreat and was very good result. But when he took the first lesson of the soul and he understood that I am a soul, and they were looking so peaceful and happy because they thought that they are soul. And when I told him that when you come next time, you must practice, whenever you see anyone, you should practice them seeing as soul. So when he came second time, I asked him, did you practice? Did you see everyone as soul? You know what he answered? Because he is a scientist, so he answered in that way. He said, maybe this concept of soul is not perfect. That maybe those who are here at your center, or those who come here, they are soul, and all those who are outside, maybe they are not soul, because they don't look like soul.
Because you told me soul is peaceful and they are not peaceful, so how they can be soul? That is, he had to understand yet that they have lost the peace. They are soul, but that topic was not touched yet. But he said, no, maybe there is exception in this law that all are other, some bodies, some machines with some brain, and there are only some bodies with souls, and they come to you. So, means not only we know that we are soul, that is sufficient for us, but the qualities of the souls also should be visible, so that we are visible as souls, not as Russians or Americans or Indians. Om Shanti.